Lake's pulse was racing. The trap had been sprung. He had been caught. "I don't have enough money," he offered across the table. He knew it was received by someone who had already thought about it. Teddy smiled and nodded and pretended to give this some thought. Lake's Georgetown home was worth $400,000. He kept about half that much in mutual funds and another $100,000 in municipal bonds. There were no significant debts. He had $40,000 in his re-election account. "A rich candidate would not be attractive," Teddy said. "Money will not be a problem, Mr. Lake. We'll get the defense contractors to pay for it. Last year, the aerospace and defense industry did almost $200 billion in business. We'll take just a fraction of that."
"How much of a fraction?"
"As much as you need. We can realistically collect $100 million from them."
"You can't hide $100 million.
"Don't bet on it, Mr. Lake. And don't worry about it. We'll take care of the money. You make the speeches, do the ads, run the campaign. The money will pour in. By the time November gets here, the American voters will be so terrified of Armageddon, they won't care how much you've spent. It'll be a landslide."
So Teddy Maynard was offering a landslide. Lake sat in a stunned but giddy silence. The initial shock began to fade, and the simplicity of Teddy's plan became clear. Collect the cash from those who will profit. Scare the voters into racing to the polls. Win in a landslide. And in doing so, save the world. Teddy let him think for a moment, then said,
"We'll do most of it through PACs. The unions, engineers, executives, business coalitions. There's no shortage of political groups already on the books. And we'll form some others."
Lake was already forming them. Hundreds of PACs, all flush with more cash than any election had ever seen. The shock was now completely gone, replaced by the sheer excitement of the idea.
"It might work," he said under control. "Oh, yes. It'll work, Mr. Lake. Trust me. We've been planning this for some time."
"How many people know about it?"
"Just a few. You've been carefully chosen, Mr. Lake. We examined many potential candidates, and your name kept rising to the top. We've checked your background."
"Pretty dull, huh?" His private life had been pretty dull since he'd become a widower. He was suddenly proud of it.
"I'm single." "You're a widower. The husband of a very lovely lady who was well-respected both here and back home. It won't be an issue. Trust me."
Lake stood and walked around the room, trying to clear his head.
"I have a lot of questions," he said. "Maybe I can answer some of them. Let's talk again tomorrow, right here, same time. Sleep on it, Mr. Lake. Time is crucial. But I suppose a man should have 24 hours before making such a decision."
Teddy actually smiled when he said this.
"That's a wonderful idea. Let me think about it. I'll have an answer tomorrow." "No one knows we've had this little chat."
"Of course not.